Yeah, I went to Switzerland. We had about 3 days. One day I went and talked with a member of the Swiss Parliament who is not responsible, but tasked with establishing meaningful relationship with Bosnia-Herzegovina, among other countries. He's also for Kosovo and Taiwan. And so we talked about the possibility of establishing collaboration or something going on, and we zeroed in on economic activity, so we will try to do that. The next day we had a presentation in Basel. About 200 people showed up, where they presented, it was on the future of Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we presented not really a platform for progress, but what we presented was the view that was not the view of any political party, but what I, as a person, what I think Bosnia-Herzegovina should do and how it should behave and how, and I talked about the responsibility of people, I talked about changing the system of values, and people really liked that. The also what they had was other activities. There was an artist from Bosnia-Herzegovina who came and offered four or five songs. There was a dance group that that performed a couple of times. There was also the lady who was who has the Bosnian-Herzegovinian radio of Bosnia-Herzegovina diaspora. She was the emceeing the program, and so she talked about that program as well. Anyway, we established a really good relationship with people in Switzerland of Bosnian-Herzegovinian heritage, and so what will happen next is that we got offers from several places in Switzerland to come back, and we have started discussions about the organization at the level of the country of supporters of the Platform for Progress. In February, end of February, I'm going to go to Austria and Sweden, and sometime in February, I'm also going to go to Austria on another trip, just to hit a couple of places there in terms of the drumming up support for the platform. But this is all at the invitation of people over there.
Your overall impressions of the trip, expand on that a little bit about did you get accomplished what you wanted to, and were you happy with the trip?
I was really, really actually happy with it, because the people were open to new ideas. They seemed to be, they were not all supporters of Platform for Progress, but they really liked the message. Afterwards, there was a lot of enthusiasm and energy around the words, the statements that I made, and the possibility of the platform. Of course, that event was not registered as a political event. There's some Swiss law prohibits certain things, and so this was not a political event. I could not talk about Platform for Progress. I was there as a person, but then, of course, during the breaks and after the event, people just wanted to talk about Platform for Progress. So I was really excited about the level of energy and excitement that was present in the room when I talked. Nobody stood up, nobody talked, it was absolutely quiet. You could hear a pin drop, and it was really, really, I cannot say, I don't know how successful it is, because it has to translate into the actual support for the platform in terms of new members as well as new financial supporters. But in terms of the level of enthusiasm for the cause and the sense of acceptance of personal responsibility to do something, to personally to make sure that Bosnia is in a better shape, that was absolutely, I would say, was successful in the end. So as a trip, it was successful. I was sorry that we could not talk directly about the Platform for Progress, but I was really happy with the with the outcome. If there's another way to measure it, since then, since the visit, I got 3 or 4 calls from the people with concrete ideas, concrete suggestions, and not only suggestions, but they are willing to execute them. Therefore, I think it is starting. Normally, people say somebody must do something. And this is one of those first times when people said, we are suggesting this, please approve it. And if you approve it, we will start with the realization. In that sense, I think we established a really strong base in Suzhou.
Well, you've got to be incredibly encouraged, Mirsad. I mean, this is exciting stuff. I know you can't get overwhelmed with it in terms of that, but I mean, it's a start. It's a foot. It's obviously a foot in the door, not only with the diaspora, but I would assume with the government as well, taking Bosnia and Herzegovina more seriously.
I am very encouraged. The other day, actually, we had an open house. I didn't tell you about that. We had an open house on Tuesday, and from 6 to 9. I honestly expected 10, 15 people. Honestly, others in the platform tell me that I was clearly wrong, that they expected more. But I think 100, 120 people showed up. In the conference room that normally seats 20. And people didn't want to leave. I thought they would just come in, chat a little bit, try some of the things we prepared, a little food, not much, but at least just something that gets the conversation going. But no, they wouldn't leave. And so we turned that into a conversation among all of us about why young people are leaving or why people are leaving Bosnia in general. And it was really invigorating. Now, have we come up with new ways of new strategy for stopping people? No. Stopping people from leaving? No. But what we did come up with is a lot of pent-up frustration got released. And actually, they wanted a forum to air their grievances, but do it with us. And they are all willing to help and support. And so that was simply something to me that demonstrated to me that this change is actually real, that the appetite for change is real, and that people are ready and willing to do something on their own, meaning they are ready to participate in the betterment of the country. That was really, really, really revealing. And now there are a lot of calls from people throughout the country who, when they see that we are establishing these municipal boards and county boards, they basically send me a text or call me and say, why didn't you come? Why didn't you give us a chance to talk with you and have a larger meeting with you? Just like in last time we talked about the city of Visoko, where 100 people showed up just to talk about things. And so now we are actually seeing that the need is there. Start touring the country as we develop the position, give people a chance to actually get re-energized, to talk to us, and to give us their ideas and listen to what we have to say. I'm really, really excited about the potential.
Are you focusing primarily on outreach to the diaspora in those countries, or also getting a foot in the door with government leaders as well? Is it kind of twofold?
Well, you know what, when we looked at our membership, 60% of our members are under 40 years old. So we need to, but those are young people who actually like what we have to say. But the problem is, they have not voted in the numbers that they participate in. They participate in the actually population, or they represent within the population. So we are also, yes, targeting the diaspora simply because they have tremendous potential to contribute through economic capability, through intellectual capability, but they are not, they have not been given a chance to do so. Even in plus, the electoral process for them, just the process of voting, is so cumbersome that they are discouraged to do so. So what we will try to do is change the way that the elections are being done. We would like to make it electronic so people from diaspora can vote. Yes, we are going around and telling diaspora that they also bear responsibility for the state of the country, and they need to contribute more, and they need to go out and vote. So our process of establishing our network in the diaspora is also an attempt to get more of them to vote, to get more of them to get engaged in the political, economic, social, cultural, sports processes in the country. So in that sense, yes, we are targeting both diaspora and the people in the country, because I'm not disappointed. I'm sort of tired of people who are saying nothing can be done and doing nothing to change things. And our task is to make them both people in the country and within the diaspora. And also, we have to reestablish the sense that these are the two parts of the same body, Bosnians and Herzegovinians. That they cannot be divided, because right now it is us versus them. For people in Bosnia, those are the people who actually left the country. They're doing well, but they are just not really engaged that much and shouldn't be engaged because they left. And for people from in the diaspora, they say we would like to, but they are not welcome in the country. So we're trying to, and to politicians, they don't want actually the diaspora to get engaged more because they cannot control them the way they can control people in the country. So for me, that also part of the healing process to make peace between those two groups of the same body, or within the same body.
Sure. And by establishing this, the foundation that you're doing with the diaspora in these other countries, does that then have, I guess, a trickle-up effect in terms of if the people there are taking this seriously in Bosnia and Herzegovina, it opens doors for you with actual government leaders of those countries?
Once I have a chance to get them to start thinking about Bosnia and helping Bosnia people within the diaspora, I'm also asking them to become more active in the countries where they actually reside, become more active in those political processes. Also, they could create lobbying groups, or at least could actually help us get to politicians in various countries who are important for Bosnia-Herzegovina, because the world, it's not the world affairs, but it is this, not just superpowers, but countries in our political surroundings are very important for the situation in Bosnia. So yes, I'm asking people, our diaspora, to help us with the governments of countries where they reside to become not more sympathetic to Bosnia, but to the truth, to the right cause, to the sense of justice, and actually help Bosnia on its way to recovery, both in the economic sense but also in the political sense. So yes, there is that sense because of the substantial electoral voting power of our diaspora in those countries. They all have citizenship, they all hopefully participate, and if they don't, we are trying to get them to participate in those political processes in those countries. It can only benefit Bosnia, but also they will be educated how it can be done, and therefore influence our processes as well, for the better.
For the most part, the movement and what you're doing is isolated. You're probably the... I presume that the nationalist parties are not going out and reaching out to neighboring countries.
That is true. You know, it is really special time here in this part of the world and in the world now. We really need to be inclusive and try to understand positions of everybody. We have had enough of conflicts, taking sides, nationalism. We need to, somebody said that it's right, this is the time when it's not about left versus right, it's not about communism versus democracy, this is about open versus closed societies, and I would like to make Bosnia as open as possible for the benefit of its citizens. I'm very excited about the whole process of establishing a political movement that has a chance to change history. Will it do so? It depends on the readiness of the its citizens, but also it depends on our ability. And I'm going to blame myself the most if we don't succeed. Our readiness to make the change, it's not going to be easy, but it has to be sustainable. We have to believe, and regardless of the setbacks that will happen along the way, we need to persist and find a way to do so, because giving up is the easiest thing to do. Persisting once you believe in something, persisting on the path is absolutely a must for any change to happen. And I am really, really devoted and committed to that goal, to make sure that the forces of good actually win in the end. Not for any personal benefit, but just to make sure that at least we as people have done everything we could have done to make that happen. And I honestly, and I've said this before, honestly, I don't see this as a Bosnian case. I see this as an example for the whole world. And I'm going to make sure that we engage people in other countries as well who think alike. We need to start building the front of people who would like to see good things happen to all people in the world.